This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is Resting in Jesus. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I've met many anxious Christians. I don't mean these are Christians who struggle with anxiety in life. What I mean is they are anxious about their salvation. At the same time, I have met many Christians who do not acknowledge they are anxious about the security of their salvation, except that the words they speak and the lives they live evidence they are insecure about their salvation. In other words, both the one who acknowledges they are insecure about their salvation and the one who does not acknowledge it struggle with one central issue, their identity in Christ. Do you know how these feelings of insecurity show up? They show up in 1, habitual sin, and or 2, excessive good works. Both habitual sin and excessive good works stem from the same root. Neither one knows or believes the truth about who they are in Christ. From everything I read in the New Testament about our salvation, it explains it most simply as a transfer of identity. Those in Christ are transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. They are transferred from this world into the kingdom of God. They once were born of Adam, now they are born of God. They were of the earth, now they are of heaven. Once they were a child of the devil, now they are a child of God. Once they did not carry the Holy Spirit in their bodies, and now they do, etc. I could go on, but I trust you get my point. So in the scriptures, there are only 2 people groups which are called chosen, elect, known, and beloved by God. One is the nation of Israel, and the other is all who are in Christ. And if you pay close attention to the Apostle Paul and also Peter's letters, you will see that the saints, faithful and beloved, are not saved because they are holier than another, or do more works than another, or never screw up. They are chosen and beloved by God because they are in Christ. This is the central issue of eternal security. Anyone in Christ is a new creation because they bear the seed of God, being the Word and Spirit in their physical temples, their bodies. For a moment, think about the tabernacle or temple in the Old Testament with me, where God dwelt. This holy place was holy because God dwelt there by His Word, the Ark of the Covenant with the 10 Commandments in it, and by His Spirit, the Shekinah glory. Also, anyone who was in that tabernacle or temple was holy, for they could not enter unless they were holy. But now Jesus is the new temple, and just as Jesus said, "If my word abides in you, and you abide in me, you are truly my disciples." And as he said, "No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again, or born of God, born of the Spirit," or in other words, born from heaven. Both the Spirit and the Word are the seed that dwells inside the eternally secure individual. Since Jesus himself is the chosen, anointed, beloved, and holy one of God, all who are in him are chosen, beloved, and holy also. So if you dwell in the holy place, the temple of God, being Jesus Christ, you are in him. Also, this is the key to understanding the concept of election. Allow me to use a couple examples of what I mean when I say our identity in Christ stems from resting in Jesus. First, Jesus Christ completed the law of works, when he suffered for our sins, including the command regarding the Sabbath rest. What I mean is that Jesus Christ is our Sabbath rest. He rested in death in the tomb on Saturday, the Sabbath, therefore fulfilling the law of Sabbath. And now anyone who is in Christ, meaning they died both to the law of Moses and to a life of sin with Christ, has also rested from their works as Jesus did from his. And you might recognize that last statement from Hebrews. Salvation means to rest in Jesus' work fulfilled on the cross. And one more example here. Say Jesus is a chair, and you are exhausted from standing all day long. So you go over to that chair to rest in it, but you hesitate, unsure whether this chair will support your weight. As you begin to sit, you choose to put half your weight in the chair and half your weight on your feet and thighs, which is very uncomfortable, by the way. Now, are you resting in and depending upon that chair to support you, or are you doubtful whether it will truly hold you up? This individual is unsure of their security in Christ and therefore insecure regarding their identity in Christ, as they should be. But the one who rests in the chair, putting their full weight in it to support them, is exhibiting trust or faith in that chair, being Jesus Christ, to support them. Jesus has both released us from the law of works and become our Sabbath rest when we abide in him. Lastly, this identity in Christ does not mean we do not struggle against sin or with our flesh. We still have to live in these bodies, and we are being sanctified or becoming more and more like Jesus as we rest in him and allow him his way in our lives, not resisting the Holy Spirit. But since we are now born of God, we strive by his power or grace to overcome our struggles with sin. And the more we renew our minds, Romans 12:1-2, with the truth of who we are in Christ, the more we will live out our identity as beloved children of God, who carry the very Spirit within us which raised Jesus Christ from death, and which now gives us resurrection power each and every day that we live on this earth. All this is very good news. Now rest in Jesus.